to Restoration Community Church morning worship service. Hallelujah. I'm welcoming you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's already here. So I'm welcoming you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. I heard a scripture this morning saying, come by and eat, ye that have no money. Hallelujah. But what can you give God? Hallelujah. Nothing but you. You're the only thing he wants is you. So give him you. That's how you come into his presence. Give him yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning because you are an awesome God. You are the creator, the life giver, God. You're the blesser, God. So we thank you for being the blesser, God. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that we're in our right minds, oh God, a mind, God, to seek your face, oh God. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that even in the midst of storms, God, you're in the midst there. Yeah. You're in the midst of our storms, God, leading and guiding, God, and allowing us, Lord God, to rest by still waters, oh God. So, God, we thank you right now, Lord God. God, for the jobs we have, for the homes we have, Lord God. God, for a place to worship, oh God. God, we thank you, Lord God, like never before. We ask you, God, to look on our children, Lord God. Cover them, oh God. Draw them near, Lord God. Give them a heart to serve you, Lord God. God, we ask you, God, to look on our church, oh God. Bind us together in love and in unity, Lord God. God, we don't understand everything, God, but we trust you. God, we trust you. We don't have another choice. We trust you, God. God, we thank you. You'll get us from here to there, oh God, to the other side, oh God. Thank you, Ra. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Let not one be lost, oh God. Let nobody be hurt or offended, oh God. We recognize those are weapons of the enemy, oh God, that will cause us, God, to stumble, Lord God, and doubt the faith, oh God. But God, we thank you, Lord God, that even though loved ones come and go, Lord God, you're still God. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, even though, God, we feel devastated, we're hurt and bruised, oh God. God, you're still, God, the life giver. You're still the lover, Lord God, of the soul, oh God. God, and we thank you. God, we thank you for blessing us and keeping us, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. It's not about us, but it's all about you. And we thank you, God. We thank you that you're ever present, oh God. All we have to do, Lord God, is surrender and lift up our hands and acknowledge who you are. So, God, we thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Give him a hand, praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm going to read our scripture on this morning. It is 2 Peter 3, verses 1 through 4. Praise the Lord, and I do believe I am in the International Version, the NIV. Praise the Lord. This is now, beloved, the second letter I am writing to you. In them, I am trying to arouse your sincere intention by reminding you that you should remember the words spoken in the past by the holy prophet and the commandment of the Lord and Savior spoken through your apostles. First of all, you must understand this, that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and indulging their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For ever since our ancestors died, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. Praise the Lord. And now I'm going to go to 2 Peter, first chapter, verses 12 through 15. Therefore, I intend to keep on reminding you of these things, though you know them already and are established in the truth that has come to you. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to refresh your memory. Since I know that my death will come soon, as indeed our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me, and I will make every effort so that after my departure, you may be able at the time to recall these things. Amen. May God add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his word. Amen. You're now in the hands of the praise and worship. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy, worthy God. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's in your mouth. It's in your praise. Whatever it is you came looking for is in your praise. The Bible says that he inhabits the praises of his people, right? So if you're looking for the presence of God, if you're looking for something from God, a blessing, a healing, a deliverance, if there's something that you need this morning from the Lord on high, then give him a praise. Hallelujah. 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 Sometimes you got to quit looking to the left and the right and quit worrying about what's going on around you. Stop worrying about your circumstance and your situation and what happened before you stepped in here. Hallelujah. God is still good and God is still great, and he is worthy of all of our praise. Hallelujah. Not some of it or a little bit, but all of our praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning.
Somebody give me a smile. I'm looking for a smile. I see my mama. This was a week, wasn't it?
Amen.
This was a week, wasn't it? And and I made it by the grace of God.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I made it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
See, I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it was by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
Say, so I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
Say it again. I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it was by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
Say, I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I'm here, yeah.
I'm here by the grace of God.
Say, I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I'm here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
Oh, I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it was by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
I don't know how I made it here.
I don't know how I made it here.
But I know it's by the grace of God.
But I know it's by the
grace of
God.
Here we go. Say, I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
Say, I'm here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I am here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
Say it again. Say, I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I'm here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I'm here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
Say, you made it.
You made it by the grace of God.
You're here.
You're here by the grace of God.
Say, you made it.
You made it by the grace of God.
You're here.
You're here by the grace of
Come
God.
Come on and give him praise in this place. Thank you, Lord, for grace. We made it, made it, made it. Last time, say, I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I'm here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
I made it.
I made it by the grace of God.
I'm here.
I'm here by the grace of God.
Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Y'all know this, huh?
Oh, what a glory.
Yeah.
A glory divine.
Heir of salvation.
Heir of salvation.
Purchased
of God.
Born of his spirit.
Born of his spirit.
Let's do it again. Blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance.
Yeah.
Jesus is mine.
Oh, what a foretaste.
Oh, what a foretaste.
Yeah.
Of glory divine.
Heir of salvation.
Heir of salvation.
Purchased by
His spirit,
washed in his blood. Come on, let's sing it. This is my story.
This is my story.
This is my song.
This is my song.
Praising my Savior.
Praising my Savior. All the day long.
Blessed assurance.
Blessed assurance.
Come on. Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Oh, what a foretaste.
Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Heir.
Heir of salvation.
Purchased by God.
Purchased by God.
Born of his spirit. I'm washed in his blood.
This is my story.
Praising my Savior,
praising my Savior.
That's what we're here to do, praise.
Praising my Savior
all the day long.
All
give you praise. We're here to give you honor for all that you've done. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. You're worthy in this place, oh God. We lift your name today. This is my story. This is my song. We're praising the Savior all the day long. Give him praise. Give him honor. For he's worthy of it all, yeah. We bless you in this place. Give you all the praise. Holy Father, Holy King, you are. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Love you, Lord.
Say,
love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Love you, Lord.
Yeah.
Love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yeah. Come on, give him praise in this. Gives me strength from day
power. Oh, I know it reaches to the highest mountain. Yeah, come on. Oh, I know, and it flows to the lowest valleys. Oh, yes, I know the blood that gives me strength from day. Power, Lord.
thanking you, Lord God, for your blood, Lord God, shedding your blood, Lord God. Lord God, and that gives us peace, Lord God. It enabled us to have power, Lord God, because there's power in the blood, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your peace this morning, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We speak your peace, Lord God, peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can have peace in the midst of our storms, Lord God. Peace, Lord God, when others may lose their mind. We have peace in you, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for the praise team setting the atmosphere this morning, Lord God. So, Father God, now have your way in us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for speaking life into us this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for your power and your peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord God, we glorify you. We edify you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Father. Thank you for resting in us, Lord God, so that we can rest in you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Peace, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, in every situation, your peace, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being our peace, oh. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. As we inhale and exhale, Lord God, we thank you for your peace, Lord God. Thank you for settling our spirits this morning, Lord God. Thank you for settling our hearts this morning, Lord God. Thank you for settling our minds this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for your peace this morning. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Because some came with troubled hearts this morning, Lord God. Some came with troubles on their minds, Lord God. But your peace right now in the name of Jesus. Help us to set those things aside, Lord God, and worship you right now, Father. Thank you for your peace, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord God, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
never failed me yet, but that he's never failed me.
Yeah.
And he won't. Sometimes we put a little caveat on there. He never failed me yet. He never failed. No. He's never failed me.
Yeah.
And he never will. One more time. Just so sweet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just good right there. Presence right now, acknowledging your greatness, that you've never failed us. Thank you so much for your presence with us this morning. God, you don't have to be here, but we thank you that you are. You come by to see about us, and we're grateful. I ask now, Father, in the name of Jesus, pray that you've received our worship unto you. And that it was a sweet aroma, a sweet smelling savor unto you, Lord. That our voices and our hands and our feet and our minds, oh God, gave you the glory that you are due. And now, Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you would speak through me as you've spoken through the song. God, that you would declare that what you put inside of me for this day, that you will help me by your Spirit to remind your people of who you are, who they are, and what they are here for. I pray, God, in Jesus' name, you'll bless. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a wave offering. Just say thank you to him. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you. We honor you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for each of you. Amen. Thank the Lord for each of you that are here in the sanctuary as well as those who are online. Amen. We send a special greeting out to Pastor Gary and Sister Lola. Amen. Both at home fighting illness. Amen. A special greeting to Pastor Sabrina, who is traveling. Amen. With her job. Amen. And we thank the Lord for those that God has placed in the house. Amen. To take care of the business. Amen. Elder Tracy. Everybody say Elder Tracy. Amen. Amen. Pastor Norm, we bless the Lord for him. Amen. Prophet Norm. Hallelujah. Prophet Norm. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. For my baby girl, I would have her stand up. Amen. We bless the Lord. Y'all know I love me some Stella, don't y'all? Amen. I'm sorry, Pastor Stella. I love Pastor Stella. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord as well for my son. Amen. Sons. Son David, son Rashad, they forgot about you, son. I just bless the Lord for being here. Hallelujah. Let's get into the word. My thought this morning, my subject this morning, amen, is a familiar one. Hallelujah. I was looking and praying and digging for something deep. I ain't preached in a while here in the house. Amen. And I wanted to, I want, but God said. And once he said, what else do I got to say? But what he said. Amen. Help me to remember. Look at somebody and say, Lord, help me to remember. My, 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 my. Lord, help me to remember. You know, I have found that as the years have gone by, and I heard a young man say to me yesterday that they had forgotten something, and he blamed it on age and said he was getting older. Amen. I said, well, that happens when you're older and when you're younger. Amen. Every now and then, things that you knew, you forget. Is that right? And sometimes the enemy does it purposefully by bombarding you with all kinds of situations and circumstances and ridicule and words that others have spoken and things that you have experienced in your life. And because of all of that stuff, you forget about what. Have you ever gotten up and forgotten what day it was? Hey, amen. That ain't got nothing to do with age. You just got so much on your mind, you don't know what's today. What, you woke up out of a dead sleep, out of a solid sleep, and you woke up and you had to remember what day it was and remember what you were supposed to do, even though you did it every day. And again, the enemy's objective is to keep you from remembering those things that are most important to you, those things that give you life. Amen. In the scripture, 2 Peter chapter 1, that was already read in your hearing, I like it because it says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them already. Amen. I want to remind you, even though you know, now what I'm going to say, y'all already heard it. Y'all, a lot of what you heard the scripture, you know the scripture, but I just want to remind you. Is that all right? I want to make it fresh in your memory. Amen. It goes on to say, even though you know them and be you already established in this present truth, yea, I think it meet as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir up, just like a stew or amen. When you let it set for a little while, all the good stuff goes to the bottom. Ain't that right, Sister Wick Weir? Brother can cook up some stuff. If you ain't never had any of her husband's food, that brother, anyway, when he fixes it, he got so much stuff in there, but if you let it set, it'll settle down to the bottom. Amen. Other things will come on top, and you got to stir it up for the goodness to come up. That happens in us in our lives when the presence of the Lord is there, the word is there, the truth is there, things that we know, but circumstances come. People say, I'm under the circumstance. Well, I'm here this morning to remind you to get from under the circumstance. Amen. Because there's things that have happened in your life that you should not be under the circumstance. Amen. If you look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, amen, it says that we were created in the image and created in the likeness of God. Is that right? So you got royal blood inside of you. Amen. The devil don't have no business and no right to walk on royalty. Amen. Amen. You are look at yourself and say, I am royalty. This is yourself. This way, this is your mirror right here. Amen. Look at your mirror. I am royalty. Amen. You don't believe it? Let's go to Peter. Amen. Royal priesthood. This is 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 9 is what I want. Because see, sometimes we got to be reminded of who we are and whose we are and what we're here for. Amen. You are not here for yourself. You're not here for your own glory. Amen. And when the enemy starts bombarding you, you get to cry. Do you know the best time to praise the Lord is when you're in the fire?
not put the fire aside and act like it ain't there, not ignore it, but stand in the fire and worship the Lord. Bless the Lord and tell the devil in your face, I will yet bless the Lord. Though you slay me is what Paul, Job, amen, said, though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Amen. Saints, we've got to be reminded that God is with us no matter where we are. We've got to be reminded that even though we are in the fire, God is with us, and you've got to praise down on the inside. Used to be a song say, I got to praise. I got to praise. I got to get it out. Hallelujah. We forgot about that one. But I sometimes have got to praise, and I can't let it stay because I know the greater one lives inside of me. We've got to recall that, saints, and remember that you have the great. You were born in his image and born in his likeness. You're royalty. He lives inside of you. And though Satan tries to slay you, you will not be defeated. You got to remember that. When they cuss you out, you got to remember that. I ain't been cussed out in a long time, but I got cussed out this week. Amen. Amen. And in the midst of the cuss, although my flesh was shaking, hallelujah, I know who I am. I had to remember who I was. I had to remember who I am. I had to remember who I am, and I can't cuss you back. See, we forget and curse back. Come on now. That's why I want to remind you, because sometimes the flesh will rise up in you and you want to say what you used to say and do what you used to do and act like you used to act, but you don't belong to yourself. You belong to Jesus. And what's supposed to come out of your mouth is Jesus. Your actions are supposed to be Jesus, not the backhand or the right hand of fellowship. Amen. You got to remember who you are. Oh, come on now. How many times have folks cussed up a storm and then got on stage and then said, I thank the Lord for. Bitter water and sweet water can't come out of the same vessel. Amen. I'm going to get to that bitter part in just a minute. Hallelujah. I asked you to go to Peter. Is that right? I asked you to go to 1 Peter chapter 2, and I want to start at verse 9. I'm going to stop at verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation. Amen. God has selected you for such a time as this. Amen. You have been chosen by God and placed where you are right now. Even though it's a hot situation, you were placed there by God. You were chosen. You were selected by God to endure the hardness that you're going through because he trusts you. My, my, my. God, I don't know why you got me in this situation. Because I trust you, daughter. Amen. Why am I going through this, God? I trust you, son. You are a chosen, a selected generation. Do you know we're in the last days? Amen. And I pray that we will represent the King well in this last time. Amen. We won't fall to the wayside. We won't give up, give out, or give in. That we'll stand as a chosen generation. Then it goes on to say, we're royalty. Is that right? We're a royal priesthood. Amen. We are a royal priesthood. That means our Father is royalty. We're royalty right along with him. That means that you are a prince or a princess. Amen. You can declare that for yourself. May not seem like much, but when you walk in the authority of the prince, amen, when you walk in the authority of the princess, the authority of the king rests on you. You don't hear what I'm saying. Amen. He said, as I am in this world, as he is, so am I in this world. Is that right? And if he's king, that means that I can walk as a king in this world. That means to me that if because he laid hands on the sick, I can lay hands on the sick and expect them to recover. I'm not outside of my place. I'm not saying that I'm a God. But as he is, so am I in the saints. We've got to remember that we're royalty. And as he is, we can do in this world. We can tell the devil to run rather than him putting us on the run. My, it doesn't matter what your title is. We think that's just reserved for the pastor, for the preacher, for the deacon, for the... No, it's reserved for us who have been born again. You've been born by the Spirit. Amen. You've been born... You are born of God. Is that right? You are born of God. That means that the DNA of God is inside of you. That means that the power of God, the Holy Spirit, is inside of you. And if you tell the devil to stop and believe, he will stop. That's what it said in Luke, I believe it was. Amen. Mark, rather. It says that you can speak to the mountain and it shall be removed if you believe. So if I believe, that as I speak to the devil in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm not in my own authority. I'm not in my own character. I am in the authority and the character of the Lord. Amen. And I'm not usurping his authority. He gave that authority to me. He lives inside of me. The Holy Ghost lives. He don't just come and visit every now and then. The Holy Ghost lives in me. Oh, come on now. Amen. Some of us think that we get the Holy Ghost when we just come to church. No, if that's the only time the presence of the Spirit of God is with you, then you've been robbed. Yeah. If you don't know you have been filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to get in a corner someplace until the Lord fills you. I'm not talking about salvation, Holy Ghost. It's not a different Holy Spirit. It's not something new. Amen. He said, you shall be endued with power. And some saints in the church are going on the salvation Spirit of God coming in. Amen. And been walking around believing just because of what he can. That no, there is an indwelling, an outpouring, a baptism of the Holy Ghost that you and I need to carry out the call of God, to walk as he says walk, to walk in the power of God. Yeah, we need to understand that. Amen. When you drink a glass of water, it ain't the same as go jumping in the ocean. When you get saved and ask Jesus to come into your life, you just drank the water and you were born again. You receive the Spirit. Amen. But when you get baptized, you get all in it. And he gets all in you. Amen. He gets in your speech. He gets in your hearing. He gets in your eyesight. You don't see things the way everybody else sees it. Well, hallelujah. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost being in you. That wasn't where I was at. But you're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, and a special people. It says peculiar in the King James. Other translation says that you are a special person. Amen. Yeah, some folks are special. I ain't going to touch that. But you are special because the Lord lives in you. Amen. Hallelujah. And this is why that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Do you remember how you used to walk in sin? Because I do. I remember how much of a dog I was. I remember how the things I did, the things I said, how I remember that. But I remember as well when he pulled me out of that and put me in the marvelous light, put me on the road to righteousness, put me in him. I remember that. I don't think about my old days. Amen. Wishing I was back there. Wishing I did that before. Wishing I could. No. The world ain't got nothing that I want. I'll say that again. Amen. Ain't got no woman. Ain't got no money, ain't got no dope, ain't got no nothing that I want. I can get high in Jesus higher than I used to get. Yeah. Y'all don't hear me. If you ever got high in the world, amen, there used to be some highs that was high. But ain't no high like a Jesus high. Amen. I can just be sitting someplace, just sitting and think about the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'll just be floating right on away. Y'all don't hear what I have had to pull over the side of the road when I began to think about the greatness of God, the goodness of God. I couldn't even see straight. I couldn't even think straight. My mind was all because of the goodness and the presence of the Lord. That was a Jesus high right there. My. Saints, we've got to remember that the Lord delivered us out of unrighteousness. Amen. And that sin no longer has a hold on me. Hallelujah. I think it's John. No, that ain't John. One of them says, I was born of God. Yeah. Amen. Romans. Amen. Chapter 6, verse 18. It says, he hath made me. Everybody say, free from sin. Yes. He hath made me free from sin. Now, if I asked you today if you are free from sin, you would say, theoretically, I am. Because Jesus came into my life. I accepted him and sin, I'm free from. But if I asked you, are you right now, present tense, without sin in your life? Some of you would struggle with that. Amen. Well, you got to sin. No, you don't have to sin. No, you don't have to sin. You don't have to have sin in your life at all. I am free from sin. And I'm not being presumptuous. I'm not being arrogant. I'm not being uplifted. I don't think sin. I don't have sin consciousness. I don't have sin on my mind. I don't have sin that I go through. My mind is on things above, not on things in the earth. I don't mean I'm quoting scriptures every day. No, that ain't what I'm talking about. But when I go places, I'm thinking about the Lord. I'm thinking about what's good and what's pleasant and what's of good report and all of that. I'm not thinking about what I can do to get away with. I'm not thinking about how I can get around it. I have been set free from the bondage of sin. And when I think that way, and when I remember that way, sin don't come up on me by surprise. People say, I sinned by accident. No, you didn't. No, you didn't accidentally sin. You did that on purpose. Amen. Take the definitions of sin. Missing the mark. Amen. That means there was a mark set, and you shot and missed it. Transgressed the law. There was a law that was established, and you went beyond that. You get that? I'm going. You went beyond. That's transgression. You had to know that there was a law in order for you to transgress the law. You had to know that there was a mark to choose not to hit the mark. Is that right? You had a guilt, and all of that comes from that. But when there is iniquity, that means you're just doing anything you choose to do. I choose to do that. I choose to say that. I choose to act that way. I choose to cuss you out. I chose to cuss you back. That's iniquity. Oh, come on now. Those are all choices that you make. Don't tell me the devil made you do it. Because if the Spirit of God is in you, the Spirit of God is saying, no, don't say that. Don't you say that. The Holy Ghost is there tugging at you, but you so mad and so whatever that you got to say it anyhow. Give him a piece of your mind. Amen. You're going to lose some of it. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm going to Ephesians 4 next, brother. Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, help me to remember who I am, whose I am, and what I'm here for. I'm here to show forth the praises, to demonstrate, to act out, to carry out, to conduct myself in the praises of God. But this passage of scripture, 30, verse 30 right there, says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby we are sealed until the day of redemption. My, that means to me that the Holy Spirit inside of me can be grieved. Well, let's look on to verse 31 and see what happens in order to grieve. Stop at the third word. Let all bitterness. Bitterness comes as a result of resentment. I didn't like what you said to me. I didn't like what you did to me or how you treated me. Now your eyes are all crooked. You got resentment there. Come on, say amen, ouch. But it's okay because they did something to me. They said something to me. They acted nasty to me. The next thing you know, bitterness has now come up as a root. Amen. I'm not going to ask you to turn there, but if you go to, you write down on your paper, Hebrews 12. Amen. Hebrews 12 talks about a root of bitterness. Amen. And it says that we got to be careful lest a root of bitterness spring up and we be defiled and others be defiled. Amen. If you're not careful, that bitterness will turn to unforgiveness. And now you're walking around in unforgiveness, which we know is sin. Bitterness, we might not, it just says bitter, but the bitterness grieves the Holy Spirit. That means to me that if I forget and hold on to the bitterness in my life, hold on to what he said and so forth, then when the Holy Spirit wants to come, he can't come. You just blocked him with the bitterness. Do you hear what I'm saying? You got bitter envy and strife in you. It says that in James, where bitter envy and strife, you the presence of the Lord can't work. It goes on to say there is evil and every evil work. Amen. So we got bitterness that we haven't let go. We got bitterness that we have not allowed the Holy Spirit to wash us of. How we were treated, how we were rejected, how they said this to us and that. You've allowed that thing to grow up, and now it has a root. You know what roots do? Roots hold things in place. Roots, you got a root of bitterness inside of you, and you come up and pray the Lord, saints. Pray the Lord, saints. Pray the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. But the bitterness that you're carrying regarding that person eventually will spill out on that person. Oh, come on now. Oh, it got awful quiet, Pastor Dog. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. But I want to say to you that you're free of that. The Holy Ghost has set you free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you're still holding on to it, you have an opportunity to lay that at the altar and tell the Lord, I don't want it anymore. Tell the devil he's got to go. And when you speak it, he must flee. Resist the devil, come to God, and he will flee. Amen. Well, hallelujah. Go to verse, you're in verse 31. Stay there. Verse 30. Is that right? Yes, verse 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking. The saints cuss as much as the world cuss. How come there is no differentiation in the speech of a believer? Somebody that says they're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. How come our speech is no different than the world? You can't watch TV and watch a TV program without F-bombs being dropped all over the place. And it's okay. We okay with it. We just enjoy it and keep it. I got to turn it off. I got to stop it. I've stopped viewing certain things, turned off movies that I enjoyed because of the profanity in the movie. I can't let that because, you see, what you allow in will eventually come out. Amen. You are what you eat. Hallelujah. And if you eat malice, if you eat a clamor, If you eat in wrath and you already ate the bitterness, well, somebody going to push your button and that bitterness and clamor and all the rest of that stuff going to, yeah, going to be a project. Yeah, I know that was nasty, wasn't it? Yeah, but that's what it looks like when you say it too, and God is present. Son, daughter, come on now. That's nasty. He sees it spewing out of you. But saints of God, saints of God, remember who you are. I want to call it to your remembrance. I want it to be fresh in your mind that you have been born again. I want you to remember that the Holy Ghost lives inside of you. Amen? That's the end of that one, brother. I'm done here in a little bit. Okay, I am born again. I'm born of the water, born of the Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost will teach me, yes, and remind me. Write down John chapter 14, verse 26. Don't have to go there, brother. John chapter 14, verse 26, it says that the Holy Ghost will teach you and remind you. The Holy Spirit is there to remind you. No. Don't say that. Don't do that. Don't act that way. And if you got to run, Forrest, run. Run. Amen. When it got the best of you in the world, some of you fought until you got knocked out. Amen. I knew how to run. I'd come back later, but I knew how to run. I'd come back later when I was more prepared. Hallelujah. At least I thought I was prepared. But the Lord know how to save you even from yourself. Drove around for 2 hours with a pistol in my truck, in my vehicle, looking for somebody that I was going to shoot. Sure enough. But the Lord protected me. He know how to protect babies and fools, don't he? The scripture says that a fool says in their heart, there is no God. And when you're acting like God does not exist, that he did not pay the price, that he did not suffer, bleed, and die for your redemption, when you're acting like God is not there, you are being foolish. My. You're saying God don't exist. I'm not under the control of God. I'm my own person. I can do what I want. I can say what I want. I know you mistreated me, and I'm going to give you back to say, no. No. Turn it over to Jesus, and he'll work it out. You know he know how to make it work out better than you can. King Nebuchadnezzar was crawling on the ground, eating grass like a cow because he messed with the wrong one. You don't believe God is able to do that same thing right now? People messing with you and acting all kinds of crazy, and you just turn it over to the Lord. You're trying to fight it, and you're trying to do this and trying to straighten it out yourself and all that. Let it go. Leave it to God. I watched a man fall out with a heart attack in the floor that was attacking me. Fell out in the floor. And I ended up giving him CPR. Hallelujah. Couldn't let him die. Hallelujah. I think I read them all. I'm going to stop right there. I read all. I didn't read all of that I got there. But I'm going to stop anyway. Because I think the Lord is done. So I'm done. Somebody say, Lord, help me to remember. Remember who you are, saints. Remember that the Lord is with you. My. Can you? I don't know if any of you had big brothers or big sisters or whatever. You ever got in trouble and big brother, big sister showed up? Amen. Oh, you was the big brother? Amen. I had a big brother, and folks knew who Russ was. Amen. And they were picking on me one time, and one guy stepped, he said, man, leave him alone. That's Russ. That's little Russ right there, man. And my brother wasn't a a fighter. He wasn't, I mean, they just knew who he was. And they left me alone. But I got a bigger brother than that. Amen. His name is Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is my brother. Hallelujah. But God is my father. Hallelujah. And what Jesus can't handle, you better believe the Father can. Amen. The Father can suck the breath out of the air. My, my, my. If he can suck it out of the air, he can sure enough suck it out of you. Used to be a song say, don't mess with Bill. You remember that, Jarrell? Rashad remember. Rashad, oh, you remember sis, amen. Don't mess with, leave him alone, don't. No. Yeah, go on, Sister Monica, go on, sister. yeah, don't mess with me. Don't mess with me. Not because of who I am, but because of who he is. I am covered by the blood. Amen. When you mess with me, you messing with my daddy. And he know how to come. Look it up in Samuel. Look it up in Samuel. The scripture says that the earth shook. The heavens quaked because God was angry. Because people were messing with his children. He stood on the edge of eternity and looked down and saw his child. Stepped out into space on a cherub and came to see about his child. He'll do that for you. You got to remember who you are. But if you're in and you're out, he don't know whether you are his child or the devil's child. Who are you obeying? Your father, the devil, or are you obeying God? Whose rules are you following? Whose word are you submitting to? Whose words are you speaking out of your mouth? Your father, the devil, or are you speaking the word of God? It's better not to say nothing than to say something that ain't right. But when he knows that you're his, because you have surrendered, you've left everything else. See, some of you still dipping and diving. Amen. Half in, half out. Half in, half out. Half in. You need to commit yourself all the way. That's faith right there. You don't know where you're going. Amen. Just go with Jesus. Commit yourself wholly and fully. That's W-H-O-L-L-Y. Holy, completely, fully, all the way. And commit yourself wholly. H-O-L-Y. You are already righteous because he lives in you. Act righteous. Unless he's not there. Hallelujah. I said I was going to quit. Amen. I did, didn't I? I didn't see no sign back there. Hallelujah. If you got to dump some stuff. If you got to dump some stuff, come on to the altar. Don't wait for an emotional twist. Amen. Don't wait for somebody to come that. Don't forget about everybody else. This is on you and God. If you got to let the Lord know that I've been acting like I've been my own self. Lord, I belong to you. I gave you my life a long time ago. Help me to remember who I am, whose I am, and what I'm here for. You put me in this earth for your divine purpose. You put me in the earth to be an example of Jesus to other people. Lord, Lord, help me. I failed in that, God. I've acted any kind of way. Come on to the altar. Lay it at the feet of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't wait for somebody else. Don't wait for somebody else. Tomorrow is not promised to you. People dropping out of here like flies. And if you got it all together, praise God. Pray for those that come to the altar. I ain't even looking. I don't know who's coming. It don't matter what your title. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Amen. If you need to remember and you know that you haven't been remembering, come on to the altar. Those of you who are watching online or in your home listening, get on your knees right there in your living room or the bathroom or wherever you are. Get on your knees right now. Lay it all before the Lord. Lord, I've been doing it halfway. I want to go all the way. I remember that you saved me, God. God, I haven't been walking like I walked when I first got saved. I haven't been talking, God. I've let some things slip. I forgot about who I was, God. God, thank you for reminding me. Thank you for awakening me, God. My, my, my. Come on to the altar. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, I bless you. I bless you for who you are. Bless you for what you've done. Bless you for what you're doing. God, I thank you. Hey, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Here in the sanctuary, I want to pray for those that are home, that are watching us abroad, that are watching us online. Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus, Father God, whatever it is they're going through, you would move by your spirit. You would send healing now in the name of Jesus. Father God, so many things were said today, but Father God, I thank you for how you moved and how you used the man of God this morning. I thank you for an on-time word, Lord God. Father God, bless those, Lord God, that are watching us, Lord God, that are listening at home. Father God, send healing now in the name of Jesus. Send deliverance now in the name of Jesus right now. Send forgiveness now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you. We will be ever so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name. Those in the sanctuary, continue to pray. Father God, bless those that are here right now. Father God, you know what they have need of. Even before they ask it, you know what they have need of before they ask it. And Father God, we agree with each other and say, Lord, we trust you in everything that we're going through right now. Lord, we trust you. In the name of Jesus. And we will be ever so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. What a word we received this morning.
Hold on. I ain't called you. Nobody called you yet. Oh.
Oh, Donna. So anxious. We received the word this morning. We received the word this morning. We received a word this morning. I don't know if I said it, but we received the word this morning. I just wanted to make that known if I didn't say it before. See, because every once in a while, we need to be reminded. God titles mom, but we need to be reminded. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, but we need to be reminded. What did he say? Of who we are, whose we are, and why we're here. Ain't that about nothing? Who we are, whose we are, and why we're here. Let me stop, because anytime somebody has gotten up and preached, when preachers come behind preachers, all preachers want to do is preach what they just heard. But let me stop. You could have tagged me in several times, for real, for real. Because one thing that he said this morning that really, yeah, I know my wife is like, God is already here. So let me shut up, because before I mess something up here, we want to continue to stay in this presence and in this flow. We're about to have Lord's Supper. We're about to have communion. Because we need to be reminded of who we are and whose we are. No better way to do that than to have Lord's Supper, where we commune ourselves back to God, and he reminds us of who he is in us. Sister Minister Tiffany, Minister Jarrell, come here. If you have your you have your Bible, you can play something if you don't mind, Dad. I know you're looking for something real quick. And I know people are like, wow, they're all over the place. No, we ain't. We're just being led by the Spirit. Because sometimes your program it's cool to have a program. But in everything, be led by the Spirit. So when the Spirit says, go here now, I'm like, okay, we're going here. But what if I do what the Spirit says? Do what the Holy Spirit says. You just heard him talk about the Holy Spirit for about 30 minutes. So why not follow the example that you just heard? Go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, 23rd through the 34th verse. And read that in the Message Bible, if you would, please. This is sacred. This is nothing to be played with. When I was a kid, they were dead serious about this right here. Because I was one that was raised up in church and whatnot. When they came the first Sunday, them deacons and deaconesses were not playing when it came about this. There was a whole bunch of stuff that they weren't playing with. When we was coming, when you was a kid, you couldn't even run up here. I don't even want to get started in that. But we're going to talk about a relationship background, reminding us of who we're connected to. Amen. So we're going to start Lord's Supper. I got to get used to saying that, because anytime I think about supper, I think about eating something like some greens or a steak or something. So I'm going to let this brother read the scripture. When he's done, I need you to pray for the sacraments, for the blood and the bread. Just pray for it. Nothing. We're training this morning. We're all learning in this. Amen. Amen. So I want you to go ahead and read that, all of it, from 23 on, all down to 34. Amen. You got 1 Corinthians 11. Yeah, that's it.
Amen. If you would please, if you're able to stand as we go before the Lord in his word. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning at the 23rd verse. In the Message version says this: Let me go over with you again exactly what goes on in the Lord's Supper, and why it is so centrally important. I received my instructions from the Master himself and passed them on to you. The Master, Jesus, on the night of his betrayal, took bread, Having given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he did the same thing with the cup. "This cup is my blood, my new covenant with you. Each time you drink this cup, remember me." What you must solemnly realize is that every time you eat this bread and every time you drink this cup, you reenact in your words and actions the death of the Master. You will be drawn back to this meal again and again until the Master returns. You must never let familiarity breed contempt. Anyone who eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Master irreverently is like part of the crowd that jeered and spit on him at his death. Is that the kind of remembrance you want to be part of? Examine your motives. Test your heart. Come to this meal in holy awe. If you give no thought, or worse, don't care, about the broken body of the Master when you eat and drink, you're running the risk of serious consequences. That's why so many of you even now are listless and sick, and others have gone to an early grave. If we get this straight now, we won't have to be straightened out later on. Better to be confronted by the Master now than to face a fiery confrontation later. So, my friends, when you come together to the Lord's table, be reverent and courteous with one another. If you're so hungry that you can't wait to be served, go home and get a sandwich. But by no means risk turning this meal into an eating and drinking binge or a family squabble. It is a spiritual meal, a love feast. The other things you asked about, I'll respond to in person when I make my next visit.
Anybody confused? I didn't think so. Pray over the sacraments, please.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for loving us that you would give your life, sacrifice your body and the shedding of your blood to free us from the bondage of our sin. Father, we don't take this lightly, and forgive us for times that we have. But Father, we don't take this lightly. It is important. It is a covenant between us and you, Father, and between us and the other brothers and sisters. And so, Father, we lift up this cup. We lift up this bread. Father, we ask that you would bless it. And we ask that as we take it, that we would remember why we do this, that we would remember that this is beneficial for our lives and for our relationship with you as well as other people. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the freedom to be able to do this, Father. And we pray, Father, I pray for all those who will take this, that they would have that relationship with you, Father. They would examine themselves and know, Father, that they are not taking this with any ill will, any malice, anything hanging, Father. And if there is, Father, I pray that they would surrender it to you to get it right. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen.
Amen. Great job. One more thing before we do this. One thing that I have not said that I must say. This is for the saved. This is for those who have a relationship. If you are here and you do not have one, you desire to have one, we can talk about that after we do this. But this is for those who have a relationship with Christ and are reconnecting with Christ today. I'm going to ask the ushers to come forward. We're going to start from the rear. Actually, you will follow their instructions. Then you hold on to your sacraments. Go back to your chairs. Go back to your seats. Hold on to your sacraments. And then we will do this together. Amen. is everyone together. We already have our second sickness situation. The Bible says on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, you and your good day. The Bible says on the night in which Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and broke it. He said, thanks, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Let us all eat together. After that manner, he took the cup which he had supped, saying, this body, this is the blood shared in my name. As often as you do this in remembrance of me. We all drank together. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, and we thank you. We thank you for the privilege, Lord God, of being able to fellowship with you. We thank you for this communion. We thank you for this supper, Lord God. And Father, we will continue to do this, Lord God. Your word says it off as we do it, Lord God. We'll do it in remembrance of you, Lord God. And we thank you for the reminders that you've given us today, Lord God. And we thank you and we give you all glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Sing a little of that. Born again to him. Born again to him. The work has been completed. The devil is defeated. No more will I be cheated. I'm born again to win. One more time saying, born again to win. Born again to win. The work has been completed. The devil is defeated. No more will I be cheated. I'm born again to win.
Amen. You may have your seats. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Just a couple of quick announcements I have for you, and then we'll continue on with our offering and end service. So I ask that if you have pencil and pen, you might want to get it out right quick so you can write some of these announcements down. And if you have any questions, you can see me after service concerning them. Amen. We are in the month of August, correct? Amen, amen. So we are ready to begin our Bible studies once again. Amen? Amen, amen. We will continue on Zoom for right now with our Bible study. We will be studying the book of Galatians, amen, that starts on the second Wednesday of this month. Amen, so get ready. I do have the schedules, teachers. And anyone who is in need of a schedule, please see me after service. We will again begin with the book of Galatians. And for the next month, after we finish Galatians, we will be studying this book here. It's called Seamless by Angie Smith. I will be ordering them. So please, if you would, I need $20 from each of you. Amen. So that we can do the. It's not your typical book. This one is a good one brought to us from Sister Karen, and it's called Seamless, and the study shows us how to understand the Bible as one complete story. And it's just 7 sessions. So again, we'll start with the book of Galatians. We will do Seamless, and then we will do the book of Ephesians to finish out the year. So see me for the schedules and for any other information that you may need concerning Bible study. Amen? Amen? Okay, all right, just making sure y'all listening. Amen. Also, announcements. As you are aware, we are having an appreciation dinner for our very own Apostle and Pastor Stella. Amen. Amen. Oh, y'all can get a little louder than that. Amen. Amen. We want to show our appreciation for them. And as you know, we all know, they don't need no more stuff, correct? Amen. So what the committee has decided to do. So, you know, no, seriously, you know how we have a good heart and we want to give, we want to bless them with stuff. But No, let's bless them with some finances, amen, so that they can do the things that they need to do. So what we will have, I'll have out next week posted, is our donation board. And it has numbers on it. All you have to do is pick a number and donate that amount. And you can choose more than one number, amen? Amen. And if you do that through Cash App or whatever, make sure you put in a line item or in your check what that donation is for. That is for the appreciation, amen? Amen. We want to bless them as they blessed us throughout the years. Amen. The Lord tells us to honor those, amen, that have charge of us. So we want to take the time to honor them. I know, Apostle, don't like all that, but we're going to do that, sir. Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay. I don't see any first-time visitors, but it's good to see you back, Sister Tiffany. How you doing, girl? Glad you came to visit with us again. Let me see, doing a little bit of housekeeping so Pastor Sabrina won't get on me. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Birthdays, anniversaries for the month of August. I know we have a few. Do we have anyone with a birthday or anniversary for the month of August? Yes, ma'am. We'll start in the back. Amen.
Right. But I'm standing for my daughter, Raisha. Her birthday is on the 20th. Her birthday is on the 21st. I'll let her tell you her age. Just know she's as far as her mom. My other daughter's birthday, Dari. Her birthday is on the 11th. Of course, she'll tell you her age. But again, she's just as far as her mama. Sabrina, because, right. You know, she told me I had to stand for her. You know, mm-hmm. She's just old. So, but, you know. But Miss Sabrina's birthday is on the 15th. Miss Carol's is on the 14th. And, yeah. Oh, sorry. And Miss Betty Beeson. Yeah. I think it's the 12th. If it's not, mm-hmm. Don't y'all tell me.
Bless Precious.
My youngest granddaughter's birthday is on August 30th. She will be 20 years old.
My birthday will be August the 30th. And I have a brother who has a birthday.
Amen.
My grandson's birthday was the 2nd of August. His name is Timothy Wilson. And on the 27th, my sister-in-law, Wanda Wilson, she said she told me this. Ain't nobody that she knows watching, so she'll be 7. And then my great will be 4 on y'all's special day, the 30th of August. What do I have today? Y'all have
today? Just 3? Wow. Yeah. Okay. No, what, you got one?
I'm standing in honor of my godfather. Happy heavenly birthday to my Papa Stover.
There is one more birthday. We are standing for one of the Golden Girls, for Nikki. Yeah, her birthday is on the 20th.
Boy, I'm glad y'all comfortable with putting people's numbers out in the street. Hold on. One more.
I'm standing for Melody. Her birthday will be on the 23rd.
You better not put her number out. One more, August the 11th, was when, actually, this is not our anniversary. This was the anniversary of when we met. She had on blue jeans. They were cut off in the front. A yellow T-shirt with a teddy bear on it said Michigan. I will never forget it.
Amen.
Amen. Go on.
Let's sing to those who had birthdays in this month. Amen. One, two, three. Happy birthday. To continue with our offering and close in service. So I would ask, amen, that the usher come forth. Amen. And our offering scripture will be coming from 2 Corinthians 9. And I'm reading from the Message Bible, verse 3, and it starts. Now I'm sending the brothers to make sure you are ready, as I said you would be. So my bragging won't turn out to be just so much hot air. If some Macedonians and I happened to drop in on you and found you weren't prepared, we'd all be pretty red-faced, and you and us were acting so sure of ourselves. So to you, make sure there will be no slip-up. I've recruited these brothers as an advance team to get to you and your promised offering already before I get there. I want you to have all the time you need to make this offering in your own way. I don't want anything forced or hurried at the last minute. Remember, a stingy planter gets a stingy crop. A lavish planter gets a lavish crop. I want each of you to take plenty of time to think it over and make up in your own mind what you will give. That will protect you against sob stories and arm twisting. God loves it when the giver is delighted in giving. God can pour out a blessing in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything, more than just ready to do what's needed and to be done, as one psalmist puts it. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask that you would please stand and follow the direction. Of me. So start with the last. Just come on down and cheerfully give. Amen. Thank you, Terrell. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those who were able to give, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for those who had a desire to give but could not, Lord God. So we ask, Lord God, that these finances be used to edify your kingdom, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We ask that you bless and you touch, Lord God, everyone, Lord God, under the sound of my voice, Lord God. So Father God, now, Lord God, as we depart from this place but not from your presence, we ask that you go with us, Lord God, that you go before us, Lord God. So may the Lord watch between you and I while we're absent one from another. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. You are dismissed.